formally it was established in 1997 by the General Assembly of the United Nations. There'd been a lot of work in mine action within the United Nations and outside in non-governmental organisations prior to that time. Formally mine action started very early in the 1990s. But there was a very clear need for some consolidation and some coordination. Mm-hmm. So in 1997, the General Assembly mandated UNMAS as a specific organisation to undertake that coordination of mine action to try to improve the efficiency and the effectiveness of mine action in the UN system.
Yes, and talking about South Sudan, what was the initial goal of UNMAS opening SOAP in South Sudan?
Well, I mean, prior to South Sudan, Sudan has had a landmine and a UXO problem for many, many years. UNMAS established itself under the previous mission, under UNMIS with one S, in 2004. And the aim of that was to reduce the hazards, to remove the landmines, to remove the UXO, to create a country that was much safer for people to live, work, go to school, go to hospitals, go to water points in. And that was the original aim in 2004 as part of the first mission.
Right. And what are those key moments that you would like to share with us?
Well, I think... I think all of us who've been here over the last 13 plus years have seen a bit of a roller coaster ride of experiences. Mm-hmm. I mean, clearly our original goal has not been achieved, and there's many factors behind that. The primary factor is the security situation and the challenges we have at the moment with the ongoing conflict, the fact that there are still areas of contamination that are being found that we haven't discovered. You have a very large country. Sometimes it's quite challenging to get to. Mm-hmm. So we're still trying to understand the problem more clearly. If switching on to the other side, there are many, many positive things about the work that we've done since 2004. We've cleared, for example, 120,000 hectares of land that is now safe for the population to go back onto. We've cleared 4.3 million items of unexploded ordnance, ranging from bullets, small and big bullets, up to large bombs throughout the country. So 4.3 million items pose a danger to the population that are no longer there, that have been removed. We've cleared and made safe 28,000 kilometres of roads in the country. 3.5 million people of your total population have received some sort of education from us to avoid or to help them to avoid the risk from unexploded ordnance. Mm-hmm. So while we've not achieved our original goal of removing all the UXO and the landmines from South Sudan, We have achieved a significant amount of that, and while there are still casualties in the country, we believe that those casualties are significantly less than had we not been involved in that process. Mm-hmm.
And how huge is the risk of landmines at the moment in the country? I mean, is it still something that is of more concern to UNMAS?
It is of concern. There are still many, many landmines laid in the country and are waiting to be cleared. We can't access many of those areas because of the security, because of the conditions out there, but we are gradually clearing. Another positive thing to take away, in 1997, there was a treaty, the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Treaty, that was signed internationally. Mm-hmm. South Sudan became a signatory to that treaty when it was formed in 2011. And the big thing about that treaty is fundamentally it means that no landmines have been laid in this country, mm-hmm. certainly over the last 6 or 7 years of the country's existence, mm-hmm. and longer than that. So that in itself is another significant achievement.
Mm-hmm. And with the outbreak of conflict in 2013, has it even made your work more difficult?
It has. I mean, I think with all of us, the challenges we have accessing some of the more remote areas, some of the areas where there is conflict, inevitably becomes more difficult. The other factor, as I mentioned earlier, where there is conflict, mm-hmm. there will be additional contamination. Not landmines, but there will be additional contamination being left behind. The ordnance that is not used, the ordnance that doesn't work properly, will be left behind. And those items pose a hazard to kids, pose a hazard to people working in the villages. And the kids actually are something that I really do flag. You know, kids, wherever you are in the world, want to know what's going on, want to play with
all
things.
Curious.
Want to,
right.
Yeah, absolutely. They're really curious. And, you know, they take the brunt of the contamination, the brunt of the hazard in this country.
Mm-hmm. All right, so to some of the listeners out there who do not know exactly, I mean, what kind of support does the UN Mine Action Service provide to the UN mission in South Sudan?
I mean, our role, our primary role is to support the mission to do its activities, to fulfill its mandates. And that means that we have a presence in all of the 17 bases around the country to support any of the mission that go out into areas where there may be contamination.
Right.
We clear roads to allow access for the mission, but also for the humanitarians. So our primary role is to support the mission to do its job, protection of civilians, monitoring, investigation of human rights, and so on and so on. But we also have a secondary role that's less formal, but you know the gradual clearance of those areas that aren't necessarily in the mission mandate at that particular time, but where the population of South Sudan have access to and require safe land is also within our area. So it's really important that we do that. So our prime role, supporting the mission, but in addition to that, as a value added, we're also releasing land and allowing the population, the broader population of South Sudan, to have a safer life.
Yes, earlier in the program you did mention that landmines are still a concern for animals in South Sudan. Now, as someone listening to you this morning, how do I protect myself from landmines?
I think you just need to be really, really careful about anything that you find on the ground that you don't recognize, that you think might pose some contamination and some hazards. And then, you know, if you do identify something, don't touch this item. Report this to your local community, to your village chief, to someone in authority, and that message can then get passed to us. And you know, we will respond together with some other capacities as soon as we're able.
Yes, and tomorrow, as we mark the Landmine Awareness Day here in South Sudan, is there any activity particularly?
There's no particular activity. We had a celebration a couple of months ago as a public celebration. We have no big formal celebration. We're obviously going to have a small party ourselves to do some celebration. But I think 20 years is a very significant landmark in our factor. But the reality is that the day-to-day work that we do has to go on and will go on. And we will have teams on the ground tomorrow clearing mines, clearing UXO, making this country a safer place for the population of South Sudan.
Right. Yes. On a personal basis, though, what has been the most satisfying part of leading the Animals program?
I have a fantastic team. Mm-hmm. So I have a team of, 45 of my staff are United Nations staff, but actually, 10 of them are internationals. The rest are South Sudanese staff, and working with those has been a real pleasure. In addition to that, we have somewhere in the region of 600 people working throughout the country, in every state throughout this country. Most of those people, again, the deminers, the risk education people, the medics with the teams, the team leaders, these people are South Sudanese, and they're people who have developed skills and who have the capacity to help their own people move forward. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, for me, the big thing is the people. I have such a great team. We are doing, in my mind, really good work. And that shows, and that shows through from, you know, from the D-mine on the ground who sees the area of land that he's cleared, he or she has cleared in that particular day, through to the me as a program manager seeing the day-to-day and the week-to-week results and the support that we give to the mission. And ultimately, you know, we're making the place better for the population of South Sudan. But just to go home at night and know that kids can walk to school safely. Mm-hmm. Pregnant mothers can walk to the hospital safely from the work that we've undertaken. Just helps me sleep safely at night. And I'm very, very proud of the team that I have, and I'm very, very proud of the work that we do today and have done over the last 14 years in Sudan and South Sudan.
Oh, great. Tim, are you seeing South Sudan free of landmines in the near future?
It's an achievable target. I think if the conditions were right, And there's two issues there. The first thing is funding. We get our funding through the mission, and that's really important and allows us to do our work. So if that funding is maintained at the same level, and then the second area is peace. Peace is the only thing that is going to help this country move forward. Peace will allow us to access those areas where we can't get to at the moment. Peace will allow us to focus more clearly our efforts and clear those landmines and clear those other UXO. If both of those conditions are in place, we can achieve a landmine-free South Sudan within probably about 10 years or so on the basis of what we know at the moment.